Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Eric Moquin. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 35. Jesus said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened." He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' and then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you have come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.' O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. I invite you into consideration of the grace of God in this text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A little bit goes a long way. That's a familiar saying, isn't it? That's something I might say about laundry detergent in the wash machine, or maybe about the spice rub that I put on the pork chops as I put them on the grill. A little bit goes a long way. This seems to be Jesus' message about the grace of God. What seems like a little bit goes a long way. Now look, the grace of God is no little matter. But listen to what Jesus said. He compares the kingdom of heaven to a little bit of leaven. Just a little bit of yeast can rise 3 loaves of bread. By weight or volume, the leaven is a small portion of the final product, and that's all you need. And it's the same way with the mustard seed, Jesus says. A little seed goes a long way. Or should we say, a little seed grows a long way. A tiny mustard seed growing big enough to shelter birds in its branches. But in what way can we say that God's grace is little? From our text, someone said to Jesus, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door." Narrow is little. How little? Jesus says in John's Gospel, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the little door. He is the narrow way. That's his way of saying, there's no other way into salvation. You can't sneak in through the window of your own efforts. You can't pry through the side door of self-determination. The saving grace of God is a big blessing, a boundless one. But God gives it in ways that, just like something little, might be easy to overlook. A suffering Messiah, for instance. a Messiah about whom Isaiah says, "He is the one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not." Isaiah chapter 53. God sent his son Jesus to be the little door that leads to the boundlessly big blessing of life everlasting. Now let's not, you and I, mistake God's grace for a little thing. But maybe you've also noticed that God's grace comes to you in ways that look little. A little basin of water in the baptismal font. A little wafer of bread. A little sip of wine from the cup or the chalice. A little Bible that bears the marks of many years of use. Friends in Christ, God gives to you the big gift of heaven in the fashion of a little leaven. Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, you have called us to enter your kingdom through the narrow door. Guide us by your word and spirit, and lead us now and always into the feast of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.